At KVGC News Times, now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Monday, the 29th day of October for 2018. With just a few days left before Election Day, the following donations have been reported for Amador County campaigns. The Yes on Measure A campaign, which is advocating for the passage of a $78 million school bond in the county, has raised a total of $16,300, including a $10,000 donation from the Jackson Rancheria Band of Miwok Indians, $5,000 from School District Superintendent Amy Slavinsky, and $10,000 from Joanne Judith of Oakland. Bob Laurent, who is running for re-election for the Amador Unified School District Board of Trustees for District 3, received a $1,900 donation from the California School Employees Association. That's the union that represents teachers in the district. No other Amador County political campaigns have reported significant donations. Now, a campaign must raise or spend $2,000 before it's required to file disclosure forms. Election Day is next Tuesday, November 6th.
Well, the Jackson police currently investigating a freak accident. They claim the life of a Sacramento man. According to Jackson police, last Thursday evening at about 11, the office was called to respond to a medical aid call in the area of the Jackson Cemetery. Upon the officer's arrival, Jackson fire personnel and American Legion paramedics were attending to a 21-year-old man bleeding severely from the neck. According to witnesses, the man, along with four others, all from the Sacramento area, were at the cemetery on a scavenger hunt. The subject was seen running down the driveway toward the Amador County School District bus yard when he tripped over a chain securing the driveway. The subject was allegedly holding a glass beer bottle at the time he tripped, and upon falling to the ground, the impact shattered the bottle and glass impaled the right side of his neck. The man was transported by ambulance to Sutter Amador Hospital, where he was pronounced dead just before midnight. JPD continuing to investigate. Anyone with info is encouraged to contact the police department at 223-1771.
And the Calaveras County Sheriff's Marijuana Enforcement Team conducted another successful raid last week. A search of a Calaveras County property netted 408 plants and over 1,000 pounds of processed pot. The Marijuana Enforcement Team carried out the raid along the 200 block of Indian Ridge Road near McCallamy Hill. While no individuals were found at the residence during the search, the investigators uncovered and destroyed again, 408 marijuana plants, along with over 1,200 pounds of processed marijuana, with each plant having a street value of $2,000 and each pound $2,500. The combined total is just shy of $4 million. Although no arrests were made at the grow site, investigators have identified some of the people living at the location, and the investigation is ongoing. Anyone with information regarding the illegal site or individuals involved in the grow arrest, contact the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office, 754-6500.
And West Point residents will soon have the opportunity to hear from the Calaveras Sheriff's Office, West Point Fire District, and CAL FIRE, in addition to Bureau of Land Management, BLM, and District 2 Supervisor Jack Garamendi, at a neighborhood fire safety meeting with the theme of neighborhood safety. The meeting will specifically address implementing a fire escape by clearing an old BLM road off Barney Way in West Point. A group of West Point residents have been working with Garamendi and the BLM for permission to use the land at the end of the Upper Barney, at the end of Upper Barney, for a fire escape route. Now, the meeting is set for this Saturday, November 3rd, at the Veterans Building in West Point at 11.
And Amador County Elections Chief Kim Grady reminds us they are still looking for observers for Election Day. Observers are welcome to see what happens in the elections office before, during, and after every Election Day. There are, however, some rules and laws that surround what goes on, and they invite you to a short training on Thursday, the 1st, 2 o'clock, in the supervisor's chambers. The training will explain what to expect, some of the laws and rules for both observers and poll workers, and understanding what electioneering is and is not. In addition, of course, answering any questions you may have. Please RSVP if you'd like to attend the training by calling the elections office, 223-6465. Again, that training takes place on Thursday, the 1st, 2 o'clock at the Board of Supervisors chambers.
And motorists along 49 and communities surrounding New Melones may see smoke in the sky next week due to a prescribed burn, this week. Now scheduled for earlier this month but postponed due to red flag weather warnings, CAL FIRE will ignite 500 acres on the Bear Mountain Shaded Fuel Break and Whittle Vegetation Management Plan burn site in Calaveras County. The burn located west of Angels around the Fowler Peak Lookout. Now, the goal is to cut down on vegetation around infrastructure on the mountaintop to allow CAL FIRE and other departments to continue training there. The burn will begin 8 a.m. tomorrow, slated to wrap up this Friday. Resources used to conduct the burn will include 11 engines, 2 hand crews, a dozer, helicopter, and water tender. CAL FIRE reports resources will remain on scene throughout the week, ensuring the site is completely controlled before turning the burn over to landowners.
And with Halloween almost upon it, here are some safety tips to go over with the kids to ensure a safe and fun evening. Remember, cross the street at corners using traffic signals and crosswalks if there are. Always look left, right, and left again when crossing. And always walk on sidewalks. If there are no sidewalks or paths, walk facing traffic. Be sure to trick-or-treat with an adult. Kids under 12 should always be with an adult. If kids are old enough to be by themselves, they should be in groups. And also, stick to familiar areas. Also, avoid trick-or-treating at homes with the outside lights turned off. And decorate your costumes and bags with reflective tape or stickers, and if possible, choose light colors. Choose face paint and makeup whenever possible, instead of masks, which can obstruct a child's vision and could even become a tripping hazard. Always carry a flashlight. And a tip for those behind the wheel on Halloween night. Remember, drive extra safely on Halloween. Slow down and be especially alert in residential neighborhoods. Popular trick-or-treating hours are 5:30 to 9. Have a safe and happy Halloween.
And Fiddletown Preservation Society hosting their 25th annual Fiddletown Schoolhouse Buffet Breakfast and Bake Sale, November 4th from 8 to noon. The Buffet Breakfast and Bake Sale will be located at the Fiddletown Community Center, including French toast, scrambled eggs, biscuits and gravy, hash browns, bacon and sausage, pastry and muffins, fresh fruit, a lot of stuff here, milk, orange juice, and coffee. The breakfast buffet will be $12 for adults, $3 for children, 6 to 16, $1 for 5 and under. Mimosas and Bloody Marys will also be for sale at extra cost, of course, for those 21 and older. For more info, visit fiddletown.info or call 245-6042.
And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Monday morning, the 29th day of October. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.